another episode of Let's Discuss. Woo, baby. We got to talk about some things, okay? So, I know y'all done seen that little shit with Keke Palmer, her baby daddy, or whatever. And, of course, you know I got a baby daddy and all that. And look, don't ask me how I know this shit, but, you know, basically, okay, so her baby daddy, you know, Keke Palmer had went to the Usher concert, right? You know, and she wore this little dress, you know, it's like one of them little see-through joints where, you know, like you will wear like a bodysuit underneath it and, you know, you got your cheeks are showing and shit like that. So she did have her cheeks out, but, you know, it's like one of them see-through, like sheer joints, you know what I'm saying? That's what she was wearing, you know, one of the, you know, that. And her man, well, I don't know if he's still her man, you know, her baby daddy, whatever. My personal thing, here's what I think. We'll touch back with that. But let's talk about what he said. Okay, so bro has said, you know, you're a whole mom. Like, why are you wearing that? Like, you shouldn't be wearing that out and shit like that, you know. And that's what she wore to the Usher concert. And, you know, Usher, like, brought her, you know, she was, like, up close with Usher. And so she, you know, was dancing, you know, he was, like, serenading her, singing to her. And, you know, they, like, to me, the interaction really looked so wholesome and professional, you know, because, like, Janet Jackson brings dudes on her stage at her performances, you know, gyrates on them and sings to them and dances on them, and, you know, how people talk about that, and, you know, like, other various artists do the same things at their shows, you know, because that's their job, to be interactive with their crowd, to make the concert experience, you know, feel more interactive when they bring people on the stage. Like, that's the whole fucking point of that. You feel what I'm saying? And so, you know, her baby daddy was tripping or whatever, and he has said that, and, you know, for those of us with baby daddies, you know exactly how that shit can go. You know what I'm saying? We all fucking know. And my theory with the whole thing is, like, I don't know. I feel like they was kind of, like, beefing beforehand, but I don't really know, you know. It's not my business, but, you know, maybe they had was beefing before, you know, and she was, like, showing him, like, yeah, like, I'm still fine. I'm a bad bitch. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he was kind of like, oh, you know, you shouldn't be wearing that. You know, he was already kind of saucy with her and, you know, kind of did that. But, you know, that's just tea. I don't know. You know, that's none of my business, and I'm not here to write all these think pieces. I seen somebody else say that shit, too, and I kind of agree with that theory as well. I'm like, could be the case. You never know. But, you know, my thing about this whole thing is, like, okay, if I'm with you, you know what I'm saying? Here's my thing about this. So, all right. Here's how this stuff is going, right? So, you know, you get on your Instagram or whatever, and you start posting pictures of yourself, you know, where your body is bodying, your face is facing, you know, you just feeling good. You're feeling yourself. So you just start posting pics of yourself, or, you know, you do this periodically to show people, you know, like, I'm still fine, or, you know, like, I'm still alive, you know, type beat, type vibes, you know, when you be posting and stuff on your story or on your actual social media pages, you know, and we all know how it go. We all know, like, you got the dudes that be, you know, under your post with the heart eye emojis and being like, damn, or, you know, they'll say some little flirty thing under your post, you know, being a whole thirst bucket or whatever, or, you know, when you post something on your story, they do the same thing, react with it, you know, heart eye it, heart, you know, heart it, whatever, you know, reply with some little flirty freaky thing that they be saying, you know, being a whole thirst bucket. We all know the vibes. Like, we know how social media goes in this day and age. We know what type beat it's on, okay? And so then you'll have that situation, right? And then you'll have the, you know, you'll have that situation, you know, where this man was being a whole thirst bucket, saying you fine. And then, you know, he think you fine enough, so then, you know, he start talking to you, he start, you know, having conversations with you, trying to get to know you, he trying to get to know you, you know what I'm saying? So, boom. Then, you know, he like, damn, you know, sorry, bae, you know, she look good, you know, You know, she cool. She got good conversation. You know, she a cool person. You know, I want to get to know her more. You know, I want to be with her. So he try to lock you in, right? He's ready to lock it the fuck in. He's like, all right, I'm finna lock you down. So then, you know, once you're locked down, then all of a sudden, them pictures is a problem. You disrespecting his, you know, yours and his relationship. You know, you just want to be seen. You want attention. You doing too much. Like, you ain't all of that, all of this and that. And it's just like, huh? Where is all this coming from? You knew how I looked when you met me. That's the only reason you tried to pursue me in the first place, sir. So what's the problem? And then, you know, of course, we have the pick me's and the lames, you know, oh, the dusty crusties, like, oh, you know, it's about respect and all that. She disrespects his relationship by wearing it. But, okay, whatever. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, to me, for one, that's a crazy-ass way to be like, I can't fight or I ain't got a gun or, you know what I'm saying, like, I ain't about that action. You know, that's already showing me what type of time you're on, first of all. But, you know, that's a crazy way of saying that in my eyes. But that's just me. You know, I'm like that. But, you know, but also, I see that, like, okay, you know, you're not uncomfortable with your partner wearing a certain outfit. You know, you just don't want them to be wearing that. Okay, if that's the case, you don't need to say that to, like, the way he said it was just, like, wow, okay? Why is you, like, publicly beefing with me about my outfit or what I'm wearing or where I'm going, what I'm doing, being outside, and you couldn't come to me and say that? Or, you know, it could have been a type thing where he said that in private, but then, you know, she was like, I'm still on, I'm still wearing this, like, I feel good in this, you know, it is what it is, you're just being insecure, you know? So we don't really know what it really could have been, but I'm just saying, like, you know, I feel as though, you know, people know what you look like when they want to, you know, talk to you. You know what I'm saying? They trying to spit game or whatever to you. They know how you look. But then why is it that when you get with somebody, then all of a sudden you start feeling some type of way? And I know why, probably, that people feel some type of way, you know, like, let's really just get out of our emotions when it comes to this. It's really because you're shook and you're feeling some type of way that somebody else feels and finds your person is attractive or is attracted to your person. And you start to feel a little bit threatened. You start to feel challenged by that information. You're like, oh, shit, hell no, not my baby. Shit, fuck out of here. And I get it. Like, I understand where those people are coming from and that, but also you have to keep in mind that it's like, okay, that person is with you for a reason, right? I could see, you know, if your person is one of them types of people and, you know, y'all in a monogamous relationship and, you know, they start just posting themselves to really just get attention and talk to other people and stuff like that and keep their options open, whatever. I understand that, but, like, that don't always be the case. Sometimes people just be feeling themselves, and they just want to bless others, and that's just what it is. It's nothing more. So, of course, know the type of person that you're with when it comes to that. And, of course, we don't really know the whole situation. You know, it could have just been a thing where she was, like, being petty, and, you know, he felt some type of way and felt, you know, whatever. We really don't know. But also, you know, it'd be crazy to me because this be the same dudes that will literally call their girlfriends, their wives, their baby mamas, their situationship, whatever, insecure because he's talking to another female. Like, he's in another female's DM. He's texting other females, Snapchatting other females. He's over here, you know, heart-eyeing other women's pictures and posts, liking other people's, you know, posts on IG when they're half-naked and stuff like that or when they even got clothes on. You never know. And commenting under their pics and being a whole thirst bucket under other people's pics when, you know, they're allegedly in a monogamous relationship. So, you know, it's kind of like that nuanced thing where it's like, you know, okay, this is kind of wild that you're now all of a sudden you feel some type of way. Me personally, I just think because, you know, Usher was respectfully, he was looking at them cheeks, and respectfully, I understand, okay? I understand why Bro tweets, and I understand, you know, why Usher was looking, because respectfully, we all was looking, okay? But, you know, it just, to me, I think it's wild. You feel me? Like, it's one of those things where it's very contradicting, and also, we really got to take human nature into account, because, like, Bro, like, yeah, jealousy is normal. I mean, yeah, when you start doing, like, malicious and evil and, like, calculated shit, then, of course, you know, that shit ain't normal. But, yeah, it's, like, feeling a little bit of type of way, feeling like your ego, your pride a little bit hurt when somebody finds your partner attractive and you kind of feel threatened by it, or you feel like, oh, I'm not good enough for my partner, or, you know, what if they leave me because of this? That's really something that you really need to work on. Like, come on. We all know that's something that you need to work on within yourself. So you be like, shit, my baby bad, and look, I like, who else would they be with besides me? Where else is they gonna go? You feel me? And, you know, and words of advice, Spice, I live by, if he's smart, he gonna act like a fan, respectfully. If he's smart, that's how he gonna move. But if he don't move like that and he start tripping and start, you know, acting stank and stuff, when I start posting myself and start feeling myself and start looking cute, just because we together, all of a sudden he's feeling some type of way because he think I'm going to go be with somebody else. But it's like, I'm literally in your bed. I'm literally with, like, in your passenger side. Like, obviously I want you. If I wanted somebody else, I would be with them right now. Like, come on. But, you know, that's just my thoughts on this whole thing. Like, I mean... I'm not really picking a side because I see, you know, I feel like it could be justified in various different ways. I mean, yes, no, your partner is, for one, not an object. You don't own anyone, you know what I'm saying? Nobody belongs to you, you know? People are more so experiences because we're all having experiences, a human experience. So, you know, whatever when it comes to that. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just find it so crazy that, you know, it just caused all this discourse. Like, now we're going to have so much discourse to talk about on social media, and we're just going to have so much think pieces to give for, you know, the next couple months now, you know, next few weeks. Who knows how long this shit will last. It'll be brought up till the end of fucking time. But, you know what I'm saying? I just think this whole thing, very nuanced. We don't really know what's really going down behind the scenes, so we can't really judge too much. But we all know that we've probably been in that situation, ladies. We all know we've probably been in that situation. Fellas, you might have been in that situation where, you know, your girl was mad because you was liking a pig. But to you, it was like, oh, I just like the pig. You know, that's what you do on Instagram. It's not that deep. You know, it's not like I'm saying I want to be with this girl. But, you know, we all know we've all been, you know, jealous before. And we've all probably been, you know, victims of our partner's jealousy. So, you know, that's why I say, pay attention to who you with, you know, because sometimes your person can be your biggest op, your biggest fucking hater. You feel what I'm saying? You know, or they can be your biggest supporter, your biggest fan. And me personally, I would like to be my person's biggest fan. You know, hype them up all the time, do all that. But, you know, that's just me. I mean, everybody wants that, but, you know, it don't work out like that sometimes. I know everybody gets insecure. Everybody feels some type of way sometimes. My main thing is just, I just want people to be fucking for real for once. Like, everybody's in these comments fronting. Everybody's in these comments tripping. Like, saying, oh, you're insecure. But literally, you were just saying that your partner was liking somebody's picture or was sending somebody else, and now you mad. Like, I mean, it's really like everybody's kind of like contradicting themselves low-key when they're, you know, writing these little think pieces and all that. Like, that's why I just say, like, you know, when it comes to this shit, like, really check yourself, really sit with yourself and be fucking for real. Because we all know. We all know that we've been jealous. We all know that we've been victims of jealousy as well. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. We've all been there, bro. We've all been there. I don't even want to argue with nobody. I don't care what nobody say. We've all fucking been there. That's why you really just have to talk to your partner and really sit down and have that communication. I know it's awkward. I know it's very uncomfortable. But you really just got to squash that shit and really talk about it. And obviously, never bring your beef, your issues with your partner to social media. Because that also is a little bit much. But, you know, it is what it is. We've all been there. That's really all I wanted to say about it, because I talked about it a little bit on my IG story. Because I literally posted a pic and I was like, ladies, don't be getting Keke Palmer today or whatever, you know. Because for real, like, we've all been Keke Palmer before. We've all been ladies. I know, you know, your man is like, oh, or you got your titties out, girl. Like, you got your cheeks out. Like, your stomach all out. Like, where you finna go with that? And, you know, I just, me personally, I feel like that's a crazy way to be like, I can't fight, or I ain't got a gun, or, hey, you know, I ain't with the shits. I ain't about to play with your ass, and I ain't about to play with nobody else. You know, but that's just me. I'm like that, you know. I'm a Scorpio Venus. I got my Scorpio stellium. You know, I like that crazy little edge to my partner sometimes, but that's just me. But yeah, so y'all keep that in mind. I don't know. That's just how I feel about it. I think it's really hilarious. I think it's so funny the way that y'all just, I don't know. It's funny when people do all these think pieces and these back and forths, because I'm like, bro, there's so much nuance to it. It's like, how can you really just pick a fucking side? Like, so many things with this could be justifiable. Like, I could really be like, damn, I see where you're coming from. And then somebody else could say the exact opposite thing, and I'm like, damn, now I feel what you're saying, you know? So, I don't know. It's just, I don't know, man. You know, I don't know. It is what it is, but, you know, I guess that's all I wanted to say. But, yeah, thank y'all for tuning in to Let's Discuss. We're going to discuss some more things. I'm really going to try to, like, get back on this shit because I'll be fucking around. I'll be playing. I ain't even going to lie. I'm sorry. But I'm going to discipline myself and really try. So, you know, if you really fuck with me, pray for me. And if you're praying against me, I'ma keep on motherfucking going just to spite your ass. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. I'll catch y'all later. Bye.